I said, what, you got to get him going away, President?
We got to do something. We got to get Bob's like, fuck that. I don't want one. No, why can't you tell me what you're talking about?
Or I said, why are we even struggling to understand all this if we're going to be dying
That's
anyway?
Right. Yeah, good
and
point.
She said, yeah, and why am I bothering to teach when there's communication? Yeah.
I'm sorry I told you this Walter stuff. It was confidential information. Only I'm supposed to know that.
No, I knew that we're going down.
Did you get that? Only I'm supposed to. Sorry, I told you.
What? Our civilization is about to end. You're not the only one who knows that.
I always say, and I said on the show, that it ended a long time ago. It's just that there's delay. We don't realize how much it has ended. When you bring the chip in, it wipes everything out.
See, now you seem to celebrate this death idea. You think
yeah, because there's always new stuff
for
coming,
me,
man.
The 70s was the good time.
Here's a ghost talking. That was great when it was the 70s. You know, we're dead now. It was a great time. Look,
it was late.
Yeah,
I assume I'm going to make
pot.
It. I assume I'm not going to get killed, okay? I assume I'm too fucking important. The species must continue. We will keep Bob and Connie going. There are only three people left. Now, that may not be true, but I assume that. It's called manifestation, law of attraction, the secret. It's all I've said, man. The secret.
Don't you want to live, Scott?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you better start doing something about it. I say imitate me. That's how I say survive. Is imitate me, do Bob stuff, learn Bob stuff, think like Bob. The android me will love you, won't kill you.
No,
but if you're meant to go, this could all set up by spiritual. No, we're talking astral knowledge. Astral body doctrine says that we created all this shit. We're going to get karma, right? So if you're an American, you got a good chance you're going to get nailed. That's the spiritual law, right? No. Nobody agrees with that? Not when you're an American.
Well, no, it's a point of view.
It's a point of view.
I'm
sorry, it's just your point of view, Mr. Christ, yeah. Mr. Manzarine.
I want to pull out my individuality card.
Well, and what? And claim the exemption?
I've been a good individual.
I am
good.
There's the virtual thing that Norm Mailer was talking about. I've been good. Yeah. I've played the game. I fucked Jerry. I fucked Joey Ramone. I fucked around. And edited that for the tape. We're not talking about her. But anyways, the boy, I've been virtual.
You know what you're talking about.
I love that. We should make that if I ever get a TV show, I'm going to use that. I've been good. I've been. What is it? I'm an individual. I've done my job. I've been good. I should be exempt. Now, that's what everybody believes. Now, listen to this. That's the Western meme. The tribal.
That's why I'm joking around with you.
Now, the Hindu sects say, our tribe has followed the divine law and the Buddha better than your tribe. They don't say individual. Exempt our tribe from the coming apocalypse.
Yeah, well, you're bringing out the whole, I'm an American, I'm in a nationality card. So you're doing the same thing.
What, me? What did I ever say?
You're playing the nationality card.
How am I doing that? I'm not an American.
Oh, I'm an American. You're an American, then you're fucked. That's playing the nationality card.
That's a Canadian talking. That's a Canadian.
Which is the old, Mr. P.O.B. thing. So you did the same thing. Ha, gotcha.
Jesus Christ. Remember, I'm always acting.
Worm your way out of this one, Bob.
I'm fucking acting. No, here it is. I'm always acting. I'm not going to touch that saliva-covered figure.
I know. You will always act.
Hey,
you will never touch
I'm never aware.
You will never touch it.
Oh, yeah. When I start rolling into the pieces, you beg for survival. You'll do anything. Anything I say, Robin. Oh, you're going down first. I got my eye on you, Robin.
Don't you have an extra banana?
Yeah, right here. Suck it. Suck my fucking banana. Okay. The thing is, I'm always acting, never totally what I'm saying. All right? So, yeah, it's Native American. It had a temporary figure-ground relationship.
Right.
Remember, the meaning of meaning is a constantly changing figure-ground relationship.
I just ordered that book.
Take today?
The meaning
of meaning. 1923, yeah. As Malinowski, and that's where the phrase Fatty Communion comes from. The foreword, his essay at the end. So, you got this situation. You're pleading that you're good, right? Now,
that was just a joke.
No, but it's a good joke because it actually is the truth. The joke shows a grievance.
No, it shows a grievance, yeah.
And the grievance is a fact. The grievance is something's bugging you. Now, just remember,
I don't want to die. I'm becoming aware of things. I'm trying to learn as much as I can.
I don't want to die. First of all, You except die.
First of all, you are dead.
First of all, except die.
I want to die. And the enemy says, oh, we're not going to make you happy. Okay, we'll keep you alive.
We don't want our chemical bodies to starve. Let's see.
No, don't say that.
I don't want my chemical bodies.
Say, I want to die. I want to starve. Celebrate. And the enemy says, we're here to bug you. You want to stay? You want to die? Okay, we're going to keep you alive. And then you can say, I fooled the android mean, you know. That's the thing. Right. You got to use reverse psychology on everything and everybody.
That's a theory.
Yeah, that's a theory. It's just, it makes a short list, though. It's a good one.
At least you can't. Yeah.
At least it got. That's a theory. No, that is a theory.
You're no, but
theory,
it, continually, it continually cancels your concerns. The fact of the matter is, we're not starving, and here we are being concerned about starving, which may not ever happen.
We know what's coming.
Well, no, we don't know that.
It's not going to happen.
We don't know that.
Walter's
for
nuts. I think so. Walter's a raving paranoid in the astral plane. Okay, he's always been that way. His personality survives death. You can look around, and you can.
I can drop this person. I say it, and I know it's going to fall.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah, but we don't know how
tactile,
how much we could scale back and still be
you
doing.
You can't
just
drop
fine.
The person visual into virtual space. You know, remember, you can't define whether we became a recession or a depression.
Why are you so certain?
Mind, I can. I'd say, I'm going to throw this person out of the car.
That's your chemical body. Like, yeah, that's your mind. The chemical, the digital landscape is something outside your mind. It's in your mind, but it's bigger than your mind. Don't use your mind's imagery to see it.
You were arguing with me, trying to prove the logic that obviously if we're using up a limited resource, we must be almost out of it.
It's very hard to get a
point.
But
the fact is, we don't know that to be a fact. There can be so much oil under the surface of this planet that we have no conception.
See how very hard it is?
We don't really know that as a fact. It's an assumption that you're making.
Human nature to not notice it.
They would be finding it. But what they're doing is they're finding... They find a, you know, an offshore, deep water thing, and they're saying, oh, look, we found this, and they don't know, and then they drill it,
yeah,
and they
but
say,
how do you
oh,
know
well,
we're not...
it was only this much, you know, and it's like,
okay,
actually,
can you dial this for me
they're about to deal with the tar sands in your esteemed country. And use up all this energy.
1310.
Because they don't want to give up the oil in the Middle East, which is there's still a lot of.
They're pumping nitrogen into just to get this stuff out.
And when
those
he answers
fields
it,
are
in the Middle East.
Their fields are dying.
In the Middle East.
Yes, yes. And what few fields they have, why shouldn't they want to save it for their own country? Did you see those pictures of Dubai, like in 1990? Have you seen that? It's like a dirt road. And then they show like 1996, and then 2002, and then now this dirt road in Dubai. All of a sudden,
Do you want to call
Maui,
us when you're ready to come down?
The, you know, waterfront in Maui. You know,
oh, yeah.
Huge.
Are you talking about at least another 15 minutes?
Because they're using up this oil. So yeah, what they got.
I'm gonna call you back. I'll call you back in 20 minutes, Gerald.
Why shouldn't they?
Well, wait for the call.
Why shouldn't they? Look,
China has a billion people, and they all want cars too.
Right. So this situation's not gonna end well.
But who knows? We can still pray for cold fusion. It could happen. It sounds science fiction.
It ain't gonna happen.
But we're talking.
It ain't gonna happen.
We're talking about
it. It ain't gonna fucking happen, Scott.
We're gonna make Bob do it. Give us cold fusion. We'll kill you before
go,
you ever
Bob,
kill
go.
Us.
Because I fly to Maui. Go, Bob, go. Jeez. Like that guy who leaped in the 70s over the fucking canyons. What was his name? You remember
evil
that?
King.
Oh, yeah.
Evil.
Bob's evil. He's leaving LA. Look, I'm gonna just get the bow. Is he gonna fucking get we still got another 2 weeks. And it goes from there day by day. How you doing, Bobby? Oh, I'm doing great. We're closer.
We'll book the next flight.
Are you taping? I hope you're taping this. You weren't taping that?
No.
Oh, you shithead.
We'll book the next flight. We'll hunt you down, Bob, wherever you go. You're not safe. Yeah.
Is your battery low? No, it's halfway now.
This is still running, by the way, Bob.
Oh, good. Oh, good one. Next.
Well, I don't know. At some point, there isn't much to say, because I think I got it. Okay, maybe not all the details, but the gist.
You do remain concerned.
At this point, all I got to do is I got to take care of my chemical body. That's what I want. Because I want to live. I want to go on to...
How are you going
to
take care of it?
You know,
how are you going to take care of it?
I'm going to grow some spinach. Might get a little chicken coop.
Okay, that's like not wanting to die. To fool spirit, to fool the android meme.
Wait a minute, don't use spirit and the android meme in the same sentence unless you mean to.
I mean to.
They're all of our bodies.
To fool them, plan very carefully, look like you're preparing on one body, but you're secretly going to use the other body. I always consider it a constant deception. So, focus on the chemical body, but look at and study the other bodies, like Rini Bodhjari, you know, while you're planting your cabbage. You got to do all. You got to juggle all four. Quadrophenia juggle is the solution.
You were.
Yeah, gotta remember that.
Yeah, gotta remember that.
Juggle all four. We gotta keep that.
You said something the other night. I don't know if you meant to amplify it or had an opportunity to, but you said you started reading Baudrillard and he was using what disappeared words to describe an invisible. Space? Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, yeah. I couldn't read them before because I looked at this, I'm trying to read it, the vocabulary is insane.
You had no reference point.
This is academic trash, yeah. You know, this is just
Then
bullshit.
You understood me, and you saw that his language was referring to my stuff, which you kind of knew, right? That's why it was translatable.
I'm getting the McLuhan. Mm. Getting the bob, and now that allowed
so
me.
So Baudrillard is having a making an impression on you as being of substance.
He's like right there with the total situation.
Well, tell me what a little about Baudrillard.
Well, the first thing is it screamed out. He's talking about the nothing.
The nothing.
The nothing. And I'm like the nothing. You know.
But then you understand tactility
is
nothing.
Yeah, but once you understand the tactile gap, that's the nothing.
Right.
And that's the space that we're all living in, that it's not something you can actually see, like, it's not like this chair in front of you.
Right.
But it's a space,
Why do we bother to talk about something that's so abstract, we can't perceive it, we can't
it's
think about
abstract.
It?
Not abstract!
But that's what field theory is.
Yeah,
it's talking about... like gravity. You can't see this gravity, but you can see the effects of it. So it's important to know, because when you do something, you want to know the effect of it. So that's what this nothingness is. And that's
nothing
the Baudrillard,
no,
and
but
he's
nothing,
a genius.
Nothing.
I mean, now
it's
I'm
a
like,
genius
this guy's a freaking genius.
Because he figured out that McLuhan was a genius. He understood McLuhan, therefore he entered the genius club and continues the dialogue.
Yeah, he does have a downer kind of bend now and then, which is a little bit of a bummer.
No, well, that is because there's certain areas where you want to believe in that you don't believe is nothing, or that the nothing doesn't affect. You don't think any of this affects, like him, the peak oil problem, or the car price. You don't realize that nothing affects that, too. There's a part of your brain that you're relying on, it's an assumption, a chief feature, and that you don't think he's penetrating.
Well, because I do believe in a physical reality.
See, you do believe.
I do understand that there is a physical reality. This world was formed. This earth, fall down and hit your head. It's going to hurt. Okay? There is evidence, scientific evidence, that shows there's a finite amount of
oil. You fall down and hurt your head. First of all, no one helps you. Then finally Charles comes along and drags you to the hospital. And
were you supposed to call him?
No, yeah, I did. I got him. Another 20 minutes. Which he liked. We'll be nice to him. Make him get over the hurt, right? He gets you to the hospital. They inject the wrong fucking shit in you. And then the nurse says your ID card doesn't match. You're out. You're homeless. All that happened because you fell down your head. If you fall down your head in the Amazon, a little travel will take you and heal you. You'll get Terry McKenna's ayahuasca. Make you have a few enlightened visions and really have a great trip. It's on one simple environment there. You fall down here, it ricochets with all the other environments here. There are many environments here that it affects. And this happens all the time. Someone ends up in the hospital and they get misdiagnosed and their arm cut off.
All right, okay, then this is a new idea. Now.
Okay.
Now that's something I have to think about.
Yeah.
Okay, that is worthwhile.
Yeah.
Because I am accepting peak oil. And I'm accepting that civilization as we know it is going to end in the next several years. And I believe that I am accepting that peak oil is part of it. But now you're saying that this physical world where there are physical limitations on certain
like peak
things,
oil.
that the effects of those ricochet through our man-made
other environments,
and that is the effect that I have to look
That is the interaction you need to remember. Same thing, juggle your four bodies. One body affects the other now. The chemical body for 1,500 years.
All right, that's something we have to think about and chew on that because of
Because it has the meaning of meaning.
Okay, yeah. that makes sense. That fits. Because, see, I have an issue with physical nature. Like the first nature. McLuhan doesn't talk about first nature. That's not at all on McLuhan's radar.
Oh, he does in other books. You haven't read all his work. You haven't read certain essays and talks he gave on first nature. He dropped everything. He dropped little particles all over the place. So that's right. You got to read it all. Who's got the time to read it all?
I've been reading it all.
You haven't read all his essays. There's hundreds of them.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
And no, you have to have the time to do that. The only other guy that's read as much as me is Andrew Crystal, and he wrote a phenomenal PhD because of that. But you don't have time. I respect that you don't have time. So you don't need to make an opinion about McLuhan. Just enjoy what you've got.
But the Tetrad only applies to artifacts, man-made technologies.
Right.
It does not apply to the mountains or the amount of silver in the ground or, the amount of uranium or
McLuhan oil. McLuhan was a symbolist. The symbolist technique is to talk about what you're not interested in. In a sense, what you leave out, you're interested in, I'll do it this way. What you leave out is really the hidden ground of yourself. So if McLuhan, it's notice in general, he never talked about nature, that was the most important thing in his life. And he left it out of his communication. Because the communications were about second nature, which he knew in the 50s everybody was getting all involved in. So he talked about it. All to save nature. Save first nature.
For some reason, I feel like I'm going to cry. You didn't. It's gone now.
Well, we could. We'll get on tape. We'll embarrass you, but you shouldn't be embarrassed. Just an image of you. About that? About McLuhan?
Something about that just made me want to cry.
Yeah, because you thought you're wrestling with McLuhan. This fucking guy lives out in nature. We've been reading for years. He leaves out nature. Then you find out, no, he likes nature, which is what you want him to like. You would cry. You're happy. He's sane. He's normal. That's what I'm always trying to find out what I do, what I like, or something. So they can say, well, Bob is normal, or he's one of us. Right? They do that, you do that. Why do people, they read biopics, they watch the movies of famous stars that are involved. They want to find something that makes them tick, that the consumer, the person who's obsessed, relates to themselves. They want to see themselves in that person. They start off with, this person is definitely not me. They're too amazing.
Hey, does that parking lot close? Do we have to get my car out of there?
Yeah, pretty soon. Yeah, right. We should probably go.
We should go now.
We can drive you there?
My car is in a lot that I have to get out.
Very far?
Yeah.
Is it very far?
Yeah. Is the next lot over?
We can walk, yeah.
Can we all walk over and see it and then come back here or something?
No, you guys probably need to...
Well...
We don't need it. We want to help you. We don't want to lose... Where are you going to put the car?